Good morning. 83 degrees here at, as we approach, that is, 9:10. And we're going to have a hot one today. High of 102 for Coffeyville. You ready for it, Candy?
I am.
All right.
Going into the pool today.
Hey, that's a good option. Hey, that's some good stuff. Of course, we got a great pool in Coffeyville. People can take advantage of that. So, yeah, happy to have Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook with us. And lots going on still in the summer.
All right. Yeah, I do have a lot going on. Speaking of the heat, though, Icy machine is on.
Yeah, right. Sometimes I'm like, oh, yep.
I know. Sometimes
Slurpee Icy.
Yeah. No, the official Icy. Yep. So you can't get it anywhere else. So stop by the chamber. We've got them for sale, and that'll help keep you cool. So, well, I do want to invite everybody for next week. It's our business over breakfast, and we have a great speaker coming from the Kansas Chamber of Commerce. So we've got a couple other speakers as well, but definitely if you've never attended, I would love to invite everybody to come out to that. It's always the first Wednesday of the month, and that starts at 8 o'clock or come early for breakfast, and it's at the Best Western Hotel. So I wanted to let everybody know that it is summertime, which means our memberships are half off right now. And if you get registered and join in the next about 6 weeks or so, then you'll be listed in our directory. So we have a new community guide. We have about 1,200 that we print, and those will go out all over the community. Those will be printed and ready to go, I hope, around November, December time. So anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know that now's the time, though, to get into that directory. You have to be a chamber member. And not to beat the drum too much, but for anyone listening, I wanted to say, even if you think membership maybe isn't for you, maybe your business is booming and you don't need chamber help, our memberships help pay for all kinds of events that we host for the community and helps us keep our doors open so that we can actually work on economic development and projects and things that just to grow Coffeyville. So when you are a part of the chamber, you're investing in all of Coffeyville.
It's kind of a snowball thing there. You can think about, you know, maybe when you were starting out your business, you could use some of that help. And so this is, you know, kind of give back thing too, to other fellow, you know, entrepreneurs.
Yes, exactly. And we also have individual memberships. So a lot of people don't know that. You know, like, I don't own a business. Well, that's all right. We have an individual membership, and that way you're still a part of the chamber and giving back and involved. So anyway, if you want to know anything about this, give me a call at the chamber. Happy to talk to you. And this is the last call for Brewfest sponsors. We are going to print here in the next few weeks on our banners and all the activities. So if you've thought about being a part of this event, I just encourage you to get involved and give me a call. And of course, just get your tickets early. We do have a limited number of VIP tickets this year. And I'm excited to announce, we've been getting lots of calls about this, but we are going to have Yuengling this year as one of our breweries, one of our samples, along with live music, cornhole. We're giving away prizes this year. So just by attending, you get all kinds of activities and prizes and games. So, and then also I'm telling everybody, hey, if you have an out-of-town friend, bring them along, because this is a way for us to showcase Coffeyville. We want everybody to come and see what great things we offer for the community. So anyway, Brewfest time's getting closer. I know you guys have talked about this on the radio, and it's everywhere in the news. It seems like everyone's heard about the new theme park. And of course, we're getting calls because everybody's like, hey, how do we capitalize on that? So we are, trust me, it's on our radar. We are going to be hoping to showcase Coffeyville for those travelers that are on their way to Veneta. But it will be a couple years before the theme park is even built. They're going to do it in phases. And so I know the theme park is like the second phase. So we've got time to work on some great ideas, but it is on our radar. And so we're excited, very excited about that good news. And kind of related to that, speaking of travelers, so we're only a few weeks away from Pete's Truck Stop opening. I couldn't get the exact date because construction changes and you just never know. But we are hoping in September sometime to do the ribbon cutting, and I'll know the exact date here soon, hopefully. I'm very excited about that opportunity because, again, that's capturing travelers coming through the area. Hopefully they'll get gas. They'll come in and get some snacks. That's all money that stays here in Coffeyville. Maybe even the goal is we can try to get them to stop for lunch or come downtown and do some shopping. And I did receive, because I was curious myself to see if it's changed, but the latest numbers from KDOT on how many people come through that intersection. And the numbers vary a little, but what we do know, there are at least 11,600 cars and trucks that go through every single day, and 594 semis. That's a lot of vehicles.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, you know, living right along there. It's morning, noon, night, 24 hours
yes.
a day. That is always busy.
That intersection is great. And so that's why I just, yes, we have other places in town you can get gas, but I love that for the travelers, especially because it's going to capture them, whereas they might go further down south or they may go up north before they stop. Maybe now this time they'll stop right here in Coffeyville. So, yeah, that's a huge number, and I was excited to see that. And that also helps us when we're looking at our digital sign that we have there on the corner. So that is a perk for our membership, is that you get to advertise on that sign. And, again, a lot of cars going through there, so a great way to advertise. So, yeah, that was exciting. Okay, some announcements from our businesses before I go over some awesome events that are coming up. Sherwin-Williams is doing a school supply drive. So if you've got some supplies and you want to help out, drop those off all of this month and August. And they actually have a list, I think, on their Facebook page, and I have it at the chamber, that says specifically what items they especially need. But I know they'll take everything. So school supply drive for Sherwin-Williams. Indie Brew Works now has a light beer. I think Lisa was just talking about that the other day. So if you can, stop in and try it out, and let's just help keep this wonderful business open in our region. So it's one of the things I've been thinking about a lot lately, is we have some really unique, fun, awesome businesses in our county, but if we don't support them and shop and attend and go to their establishments, we won't have those cool things. So if we want to get Coffeyville and our region to grow, we've got to have good amenities that bring in those, especially the younger generation, you know, the 20s and 30s. And so anyway, go out to Indie Brew Works and show them some love. As you know, I mentioned this before, but it's that time of year for school enrollment. School supplies, I was working on them this weekend. So the lists are out. Enrollments are going on at all the schools right now. I do know two locations that reached out to me specifically this week with special reminders. Vanguard Academy, that's the newest private school here in Coffeyville, and they've got open enrollment going on right now. And then ABC Childcare announced they have some new recent openings, because they're a popular place, and sometimes they don't have openings, but right now, got some good ones. So great place to bring the kiddos if you can. So those are two specific, but yeah, all the schools right now going through enrollment. I'll probably wait till we get closer, but when it gets closer, I always have to remind everybody to be careful about driving, because we forget about all the walkers, and kids start going to school, and they're everywhere.
That's right.
Got to be careful. Of course, we have all the wonderful sidewalks now to hopefully get them to school safely, so that's good. Volunteers are desperately needed right now for the Dalton Defenders Museum. They're really needing volunteers to keep the museum open. Just a couple hours a week would be a huge help. Or I know some groups in the past have kind of divided up. Like they're say, maybe they can, I'm going to take the last Friday of the month and our group will rotate, you know. So two people work this Friday, the next month it'll be two more people. So anything you can do to help out, to divide that up, take turns. And I'm kind of being selfish here because for us being a tourist location at the Chamber, we see all kinds of visitors coming in all across the United States, international travelers too. And it's just crazy how many come to see Dalton. They love that cowboy history. But if the museum's not open that day because they're short on volunteers, it's sad for them because they came all that way. So, you know, like I said, selfishly, I would love to have more visitors at the museum. So if you can help out, call me. I can get you and connect with them and talk about that, or any other organization in town. I had someone just the other day, they're like, I've always wanted to volunteer, I just don't know where or how, or, you know. So I'm like, call me. I've got a list. I can tell you and match you up with your interests and skills and whatever. So
exactly.
Lots of good things.
Plenty of places if you got some extra time on your hands, and even just an hour, you know, a week or something like that, as whatever time commitment you have available. There's a place for you.
You hit it on the nail, too, because I think sometimes we're like, well, I don't have much time, so is it really going to do any good? That's kind of like the person that doesn't vote. Is my one vote going to count? Your one vote counts. Your 1 hour of volunteering counts. So, yes, if everybody just did a little bit, it goes a long way. So, or if you just want to be around cool people, I'm always needing volunteers at the chamber.
Hey, yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, the job of the week. CVR is hiring for drivers. And you can make up to $116,000 a year just driving a truck. That's awesome. So check out our job board for that and for other jobs. And then don't forget, yes, I think this is next week, August 4th and 5th is the hiring event with the on-the-spot interviews with Bartlett Savage up in Cherryville. Really excited about that business opening up later this year. Again, just... Every time we turn around, there's a new opportunity. So I know everybody sometimes thinks, you know, rural America's dying. But, hey, I like it being small. We have some awesome things here. But I think there's opportunities to start growing again. So I'm excited about that place. Okay, some events coming up. The 28th this week is Stuff a Truck. That's with the Coffeyville Fire Department. They will be at Walmart collecting school supplies. So stop in. You're going to be there anyway getting groceries. Grab some school supplies and help them out on the 28th. August 1st is National Night Out, sponsored by the Coffeyville Police Department. They've got music, fire trucks. I know they've got games. They have bounce houses, food. I mean, you name it. It's probably going to be there. All kinds of fun. I know they're still looking for vendors for those that maybe want to help out, or if you just want to come and help volunteer, because it takes a lot to put the event on. But great time just to support our police and have fun in the community. And I don't know the exact date. I was going to look it up of when the pool closes down, but it's usually around school time. But anyway, there won't be much more time. So enjoy the cool water right now while you can. Especially in this heat.
I know. Yeah, it is too bad, you know, but their labor force kind of has to go back to school a lot of the time. So lifeguards and such. So
exactly.
It's hard to staff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think they even had to delay this year because of staff.
Sure, just opening up. Yep,
so,
yep.
Yeah. Another great event coming up is the 7th annual VOD in the Ville, and that'll be August 5th. I know you just had the ladies on talking about that and Wyatt coming. So there are links to the tickets on their event page, or we have tickets at the chamber office, but it doesn't seem like it's been 7 years, so it's crazy. But that event continues to grow. Such an awesome event to help out the Midland Theater. Speaking of the Midland Theater, so August 26th kicks off the outdoor movie nights. They've been doing this every year, and it's awesome. National Treasure will be the first movie on August 26th. And if you haven't brought the kiddos down, I really just think you should try it out. You're missing out. They have games and snacks. And then, of course, I mean, there's nothing like watching a movie outdoors. It's just a different experience. It's so much fun. So I really encourage you to check it out. September 16th will be Shrek. And then October 21st will be Harry Potter. So they're going to be doing 3 months of movie nights. And so, yeah, lots going on. That's just what's going on in the next couple weeks. But I know as school starts, more events happening. And then September, we really kick off a whole bunch of stuff. So a lot of fun things to wrap up your summer, though. Oh, I missed one. Oh.
There's always one.
Yeah. No, this one's one of my fun ones. I love this one. Ladies Football 101. So it's August 10th at 6 p.m. Man, it's such a fun night. You learn about the football program, who the players are going to be this year, the strategies that the coaches are going to use. I mean, really, whether you're brand new to football and really don't even know what it means to do a running pass, or I mean, I'm always going, I don't know half the stuff. But so they go over the basics, but then you also kind of really drill down into some other stuff. But they also have prizes. I mean, they're giving away prizes the entire night. Wonderful meal, drinks. And you also get season passes. So it's really just an awesome night, and we have a lot of fun with it. Jana Castor is selling tickets. Call me. I can get you in touch. But, again, that's August 10th. Come sit at my table. Come enjoy. But really a fun night. So.
And where's that at?
It'll be at CCC in the gym.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And, yeah, like I said, August 10th at 6 p.m. So really a fun night. So I think. I was like, I don't know how I missed out on my little
list.
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Of course, the community calendar is where I tell everybody to go, because that has the details, like, of where do you find tickets and location and where to go and everything. So everything's on our website. Check it out or call anytime at the chamber. We're, of course, the telephone service
right.
of everything. So.
And that number.
That is 251-2550, of course, 620, but... when did that switch over where they started doing
620? Well, so 316 used to be for most of Kansas, and mm-hmm. then they cordoned off the 316 to be Wichita only.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, I'm just, 80s or 90s maybe.
When that switched over,
yeah. Because I have a 316 number, but that's because I'm from Wichita. So that's why.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then the last couple years is when they started making you dial 620.
Which
is
moronic.
Because you used to not have to do, yeah.
But you think that's progress? And now we have to do the, and you know why? There was a really weird reason why that was. It was because of some area code in like Alaska that messed everything up, and I'm
really?
Like, what? And so I can't remember the specifics of it, but it was a bizarre reason.
It was
something really strange, and so now we have to dial 10 digits instead of 7.
I know.
And think about all the minutes and seconds of our lives we're wasting doing that. It's just ridiculous.
We're in a hurry up rush society.
I know. And you like, you call this progress? What? How about we do 15 digits now?
Yeah,
when does this stop?
I love it. No, just the other day, somebody was talking about how they're old enough to remember the dial-up.
Yeah, rotary,
you know,
yep.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
So we remember that, but then we're also still impatient enough if our page doesn't load within 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, what is going on with my internet?
It's a crazy world we live in.
Yeah, so... Anyway, call us or go on the website or just stop in and get your IC and come see us.
Hey, it's a great place to be. All right, Candy Westbrook, thank you so much for coming by, and look forward to chatting again here next week.
All right.
All right, and we'll be back with Open Line here in just a couple of minutes on KGGF.